आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
नमस्कार, मैं हूँ स्वाति शर्मा। सदियों से दक्षिण एशिया की कहानियों, शायरी और सूफी परंपराओं में एक नन्हा सा परिंदा बार बार लौटता है, बुलबुल। प्यार, तलाश, आजादी और रूहानी सफर की प्रतीक इस बुलबुल को अब मंच पर जिंदा कर रही है मशहूर ब्रिटिश डांसर और कोरियोग्राफर आकाश उडेदरा की प्रस्तुति सॉन्ग्स ऑफ द बुलबुल। अपने ऑस्ट्रेलिया टूर के दौरान आकाश उडेदरा ने हमारी SBS के NITV की सहयोगी कैरी ली बेरी से बातचीत की, भारतीय शास्त्रीय नृत्य सिडनी ओपेरा हाउस में परफॉर्म करने और भारत और पर्शिया से अपने कनेक्शन पर। आइए सुनते हैं उस बातचीत का एक भाग।
कथक इज अ फॉर्म दैट आई ट्रेन्ड इन। कथाकार इज अ स्टोरी टेलर। कथा इज स्टोरी। सो अ लॉट ऑफ दीज फॉर्म्स दैट कम फ्रॉम फोक और कम्युनिटीज आर अबाउट स्टोरी टेलिंग। And storytelling is not just something that we do to entertain, it's something we do to inspire.
Sydney Opera House is such an iconic venue. What did it feel like to perform on this stage? And did the space influence your performance in any way?
They say that sometimes places and people become sacred and special to you. Melbourne Arts Centre, for me, is very sacred and very special because I premiered my work Samsara there. On that same stage I did Bulbul on, and actually it's where I feel like my career took a turn. I felt like on that stage is where I found my voice as a choreographer and a creator. So to then come back to the same space, which then kind of changed the trajectory of life, and present a piece which gained a critical acclaim in its own right, and to put it into that sacred space felt very special. So I felt like I was sharing something with my art family in Melbourne. So to perform Bulbul on that stage with some of the audience members who saw the first ever show of Samsara felt very special.
And the bulbul is a powerful symbol in Persian and South Asian cultures. For Indian and Hindi-speaking audiences, what does the bulbul represent for you?
I love birds. I feel like, I mean, I have a lot of animals myself, but in particular birds. I like the fact that they can take flight. I like the fact that they sing when there's a sense of joy. I like the fact that they communicate through song and melody. So there's a lot about the bird itself that I feel connects to me as an individual, and the beauty of the freedom that they represent. And the bulbul in particular is a bird that's been entwined in mythology, has also inspired poets to create poetry, and there's a particular relationship between the blooming of flowers or roses and the bulbul, that they sing their sweet melody when the roses bloom. And blooming roses represent spring, and spring represents life. So for me, birds are a symbol of life, and the bulbul is a poetic symbol of art.
Kathak has deep roots in India, yet this work travels from Persia to the Indian subcontinent. How do you see Indian classical dance evolving through such global collaborations?
So borders are something that I find that are interesting. They shift with empires, they shift with rebellion, they shift through seekers, and they're constantly moving and flowing. I feel in this century they've become more hard-lined rather than penetrable, and there was a definite flow of literature, knowledge, dance and culture from India through Persia into China, into the Arab continent and beyond. So I feel that we are, people claim, you know, culture is exclusive to them. But I feel even your unique culture is a confluence of different empires and different experiences. So I feel the relationship of Kathak, which for me is the form that I started in, is an interesting relationship, especially to Persia, because the Mughals had ruled India. So Kathak is heavily influenced by the Islamic kind of arm of culture and rule that came into India, but it's also equally influenced by the Hindu tradition, which is the original religion of and philosophy, sorry, of that area. And it's the only form that I know of that combines two kind of opposing ideologies to bring them and create a confluence, a river, where these two ideologies, which ordinarily oppose each other, I mean, if you look at it at face value, come together to merge. So I feel the Persian subcontinent is part of my Kathak, and my Kathak is part of the Persian subcontinent.
Akesh, thank you so much for your time today here on NITV Radio. It's been a really wonderful chat.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
आकाश उडेद्रा से हुई बातचीत का यह केवल एक हिस्सा है. इस पूरे साक्षात्कार का पॉडकास्ट आप SBS ऑडियो ऐप पर जब चाहें सुन सकते हैं. धन्यवाद.
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद. हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने, इसके लिए sbs.com.au/Hindi पर जाएं.